USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter says he could call up the U.S. military and close the southern border. This is a caravan, an estimated 4,000 illegals heading to the border, hoping to get into our country. It remains unclear who is supporting them along their journey.
We've made clear to them that we take this matter with respect to Mr. Khashoggi very seriously.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Saudi Arabia, where he meets with political leaders about Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who's last seen walking into the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
They too understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
Pompeo briefing President Trump and says the investigation into the matter continues.
We ought to give them a few more days to complete that.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A new report on the best cities to look for a job. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The job recruiting website Glassdoor.com coming up with its rankings based on the number of job openings in a city, the median income those jobs pay, and the city's median home value. And according to the website, with that formula, there are currently 92,000 available jobs in Pittsburgh, making it number one. St. Louis coming in at number two on the list, followed by Indianapolis, Cincinnati, and Hartford, Connecticut.
I'm still playing. When I don't enjoy the game no more, I won't play no more. So I'm still in the lineup. I'm still playing. I'm still having a lot of fun.
Sports. LeBron James making his debut as an L.A. Laker.
I mean, I'm excited about the game of basketball, so no matter where I am, I'm always excited about playing a game that I love, and this is an opportunity for me to go out and play, so it's very exciting.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump says it certainly appears missing Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi dead. The president briefed on the situation before flying to Montana for a Make America Great Again rally. There's a new book out on former President Ronald Reagan. USA Radio's Tim Berg interviewing the author. Here's his report.
Civility these days seems to be gone from politics, whether it's the left versus right on social media, the right versus left on TV, cable news, or even on the radio. We're against each other and divided as a nation. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with Bob Spitz. He's author of a new book titled Reagan, An American Journey. And one of the things I asked him was, what can we learn from Ronald Reagan regarding bipartisanship and how to work with each other?
I think more than anything that we owe Reagan is his ability to compromise. Look, he fought like cats and dogs with Tip O'Neill, who was the Democratic Speaker of the House. But at the end of the day, they would meet in Reagan's office and chat companionably like two 70-year-old Irishmen and dip into his liquor cabinet. And they learned how to compromise, and they got things done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The Nasdaq dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.